Questions 26 through 28. A man we'll call Bill Wilkins, a Wall Street broker, woke up one morning in a hospital for drunkards. Despairingly, he peered up at the physician and groaned, "Doc, how many times have I been in this place? 50. I suppose liquor is going to kill me." "Bill," replied the doctor solemnly, "it won't be long now." "Then," said Bill, "how about a little brandy to straighten me out?" "I guess that would be all right," agreed the doctor. "But I'll make a bargain with you. There's a young fellow in the next room in a pretty bad way. He's here for the first time. Maybe if you showed yourself as a horrible example, you might scare him into staying sober for the rest of his life." Instead of resentment, Bill showed a flicker of interest. "Okay," he said, "but don't forget that drink when I come back." The young man was certain that he was doomed, and Bill, who considered himself an agnostic, incredulously heard himself urging the lad to turn to some higher power. "Liquor is a power outside yourself that has overcome you," he urged. "Only another outside power can save you. If you don't want to call it God, call it truth. The name isn't important." Whatever the effect on the boy, Bill greatly impressed himself. Back in his own room, he forgot his bargain with the doctor. He never did collect the promised drink. Thinking of someone else at long last, he had given the law of unselfishness a chance to work on him. It worked so well that he lived to become a founder of a self-supporting organization for alcoholic people, Alcoholics Anonymous. William Griffith Wilson was Bill's real name, though in keeping with Alcoholics Anonymous tradition, most knew him simply as Bill W. How could he have ever imagined what worldwide good would eventually come about as a result of the moment he shifted his focus from being selfish to selfless? It is in forgetting ourselves and investing in others that we often reap the greatest benefits.